Hallelujah. Is there anybody here? In your bad days before you became a Christian, you're a member of any cult, maybe the university or every revelation. Better cult, or no be better one, where they do meeting. Eh? Each time you come together to hold meeting, we learn something from it. Each time you come together in your meeting, what did they talk about? Do you remember?
Where they talk about progress and how to help one another. And how to unite. You can even see a member, even no matter the danger of that area. When you see a member and give sign, even if he's a police commissioner or governor or president, he must stop for you. Doesn't matter your dress. Once you give him sign and he catch up the sign, he will stop. And do whatever you need.
That is benefit of the members there.
Yes.
But one thing they come together and hold meeting is they remind themselves of their code of ethics. Correct?
Yeah.
I know belong before. But I wonder what they will be gathering and be talking about. Certainly, they come together and they remind themselves about their code of ethics and how you can benefit fully, what you should do and what you should not do.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
It's normal now. That's why it is a cult. You come together, and one of the code of ethics is that you should help one another.
Yes.
That is brotherly love.
Yeah. And you don't harm any member.
And you don't harm any member.
As long as it's a member, you don't harm.
As long as it's a member. Do you know the same thing? They are only copying the Christian faith.
Yes. Even they sing hymns. They praise God in it.
That's to deceive some people. Yeah. No, we know that one. That one has to deceive some people. It's true. Resurrection recognize Jesus. Even Islam recognizes Jesus.
Yes, you are right.
All this, Ogboni recognizes Jesus. Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
My former landlord, everybody ran away from that house. He has houses, but tenants don't go there because when the agent called, the agent will tell you, see Scorpio. Then people will run. Then the agent showed me, say, see, we cannot say, I'm not sure you see what happened. Sign there. I say, what has that got to do with me? I beg. Open the house, make I see whether I like him. Amen. And I was there. And I told the man that I'm a pastor. And we became friends with the landlord. Amen. He's a very rich man. Became friends. Anytime he travel abroad, he will buy things for my children. Every December, we carry hampers and go and give him. We'll sit down in his parlor, we'll bring drinks. Then, but what I remember it is, he was telling me that day that are in Ogboni, that people have a wrong impression of them. That they believe in Jesus. They talk to a pastor. Like me. Well, what I remember it is, when we were cleaning the house, we wanted to move in, he came around there with a very big man in this country. Let me not mention his name. Some people name a bad name. There's a spirit following your name. Bad name. Very, very bad name. So, if your name is associated with any deity, you better change it. I believe in it. Me, I believe in it. Anyway, the two of them came with that big man. He's a popular person in Nigeria. And they are in the same thing. He was showing him the house he built. This is the bathroom. This is the master bedroom. He was showing him around. Meanwhile, we were there cleaning it. And then when he came, he now told the big man, he said he is a Christian. He said, pastor. He said, oh, pastor. He said, let me pray for you. And they began to bless me. And they began to pray for me. And they all ended it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And somebody is saying, because you see Scorpion House, therefore nothing they work for there. It is not that house where no they work. It's because you are not connected to God. If God be for us, shall we read it? Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? Which things? Ogboni powers where they walk against children of God. Witches and wizards where they walk against children of God. Your neighbor, somebody will be in a house and then your neighbor is a witch. Next door neighbor is a witch and is tormenting you. And you say you're a Christian. And so Apostle Paul said, what then? What shall we then say to these things? This is the answer. If God be for us, who can be against us? So the whole thing is God for us? I am sure. Not because, see, I was not waking up every night and doing vigil in the night. Because there is a scorpion sign in the house. The sign of that house is scorpion. But I come with the sign of the cross of Jesus into that house. Oh, you don't catch it. If you are caught it, you will have been excited over it. If that is also your testimony. I didn't say you should clap. I said make you clap. You want to hear English? Did I tell you to clap? Eh? Church member, when you go say amen, unless pastor say amen. If you have to say amen, because I tell you to say amen, it means you are not following, you are not hearing me. Eh? I am exalting the power that gives us victory. And then you are looking at me like this. So what is it that excites you? The excitement I have is that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do you know why armed robbers, we see policemen standing there, policemen that are licensed to kill, standing there, then they will come and face them and exchange fire with them. The only reason is because they have a power. They have a charm that somebody made them believe, say, that one from police cannot enter. And it gives them so much confidence until there is no fear of the police. And I'm telling you, I have watched an execution that took place in Kirikiri. A public execution. I was there. I was watching them. Bah, bah, bah. The soldiers that fired. The rest, boom. Someone time one lifted up his head and laughed. The crowd that were there were looking. Say, ah, this one. They came and faced him. Bah, bah. He do head like say he don't die. So what I look at, he laugh. Ha. One policeman was standing by my side in the he said, Mona, see, if you're there for checkpoint, you can't jump this kind one. He said, you are dead. He said, now see the problem when they get for road. Amen. Praise the Lord. The three good rounds on him. The third one again. The thing said, don't finish. The other said, I pretend. So that, like this. Laugh. He was laughing at them. Before one that knew he has a power that is greater than that power. The soldier man came. I was watching him. He went and did something, turned his rifle up, down. He was doing something, turned it. He was making some incantation, maybe speaking in tongue. Then he told the other guy, give me chance. He faced him. One bullet, boah, we see blood come up here. The man like this. And everybody was clapping. Power, past power. The power we have as Christians is higher, higher, higher than any other power. Any other power. Therefore, let no power suppress us for any reason. This is the confidence that we have. Hallelujah. He said, they that know their God, they will be strong and they will do what? And he said, the righteous are as bold as what? Eh? He didn't say church goers. It's the righteous. Is the righteous is as bold as the lion, because you know the accuser of the brethren cannot accuse you of any secret sin. That is why this scripture becomes meaningful. Proverbs chapter 27. If we see it. Verse 21. 20 and verse 18. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 18. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 18. Listen very well. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waited on his master shall be honored. I read it again. Let's read it with understanding now. He's comparing one who waits on his master for honor, is comparing it with a fig tree. If you want to eat the fruit of a fig tree, then there's something you do for that tree to produce fruit for you to eat. So let's read it again. He said, whoso keepeth, tendeth, take care of the fig tree, shall eat the fruit of that fig tree. So it means if you don't keep it, you will not eat the fruit of it. When you go there, you don't see fruit because you didn't take care of it to produce the fruit. He says, so also he that waited on his master shall be honored. So he that waited on his master, and who is our master? The God of Israel is our master. Jesus is his name. Deuteronomy chapter 8 will then make it clearer for us from verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter. These are people also that were marching to their promised land, and God was giving them enough notice, teaching them in advance when you get to the promised land. And he said, when thou, hallelujah. Okay, from verse 7. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee unto a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths, that spring out of valleys and hills. A description of the kind of blessing somebody will receive this year. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of oil, olive and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. And then he said in verse 10, when thou hast eaten and are full, this is one category, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelleth therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which bringeth thee forth, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fierce serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water? Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end? And thou say in thy heart, my power, my brain, my sense, and my might, the might of mine hand has got to me this world. My emphasis was 18. That giveth thee power to get wealth. Hey. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he, it is God that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which is swear unto thy father, as it is this day. God is that fig tree. He is the source of the blessing we are expecting. He that keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So is he that waiteth on his master shall be. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. It is God. I'm saying this now. Amen. I spoke to you last week about the doctrine of Balaam. When God cannot curse you, I mean Satan cannot curse you because God has blessed you. When he cannot close a door that God has opened for you, then he will cause you to have do something that you yourself, you will create problem for yourself before God. So that God by himself will now reverse his own blessing. So that God himself will now close that door by himself. Because he said no man can close it. He didn't say I will not close it. Because in verse 19 of that same Deuteronomy chapter 8, he said, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. So the same God that opened door that you have now got to your breakthrough, before the year finished, you don't already get 3-4 houses that you built. That same God, if you forget him and turn and start worshiping that money and turn your heart away from him, the same God will destroy that same source of blessing. When occult people come together, this is what they tell themselves. This demon, what will they serve for here? If you see one another that needs help, you know, help them. That demon will come after you. And this Bible tells us, be not deceived. Galatians chapter 6. He says, God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that is what he will reap. And he added, as much as lieth in you, he said, do good to all men, especially them of the household of faith, Christians, believers. Love. God is love. He that loveth is of God. He that loveth not is not of God. You are connected to this grace if you have love. Love for God, love for one another. Apostle Paul says, John says that he that loveth he that begets, love he that is begotten also. That is, if you love the father, then love his child also. And we are the children of God. You love God, evidence you love God who you cannot see. Love these children that you can see. That is evidence you love God. And for refusing to do that, God can strike your source of income. And when he says this, praise God, we need to remind ourselves. We need to remind ourselves this thing, because sometimes we take these things for granted and face unnecessary frustration. He that keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. If you go to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20. What did he say? If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land this year. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Prosperity is tied to obedience. That's what I want you to note. If not, all the oil we pour your heart, pour your head, will never work. All the mountain you go will never work. All the prophecies you receive will never come to pass. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. God has given us his principles to follow. I was listening to a testimony of a sister who caught a revelation and has been following it. I think she was with me on this Sunday or Tuesday. Tuesday. Are you here? The sister said, was reminding me that some years back, that it was time for tithe. We called for tithe, and people came and paid their tithe. And she didn't have any money because she was not paying tithe. She said she decided to take 100 naira, that was all she had, put it in an envelope, and came and dropped it at the altar. They anointed her hand, she went back. And she said that shortly after the tithe, that I collected the microphone and said, there is somebody that dropped 100 naira here, and that 100 naira is not your tithe. Is the sister here today? She was with me on, is it Tuesday? You remember her? Tuesday, yes. And she said, she came, she stood up. Say shame, catch him. And I told her that the Lord was telling me that she was not paying her tithe. That's why all the doors were closed. And she should start paying her tithe. Something like that. She said she left that day, the church. And she asked, before she left, she asked somebody the church account that she can pay tithe. She said she crammed it on her head. Anywhere she went, she got anything, the tithe of it, she would just transfer with her phone. Whatever she goes, she got anything, she said, she. And he said, from nowhere, again, somebody gave her, I think whether her husband or somebody, gave her 50,000 naira to start a business. And she wants to use that 50,000 naira to start selling bags. She said it just occurred to her that she came to me in the office. All this she's saying, I don't remember. She's the one reminding me. And she said, she came to me in the office. Out of that 50,000, she brought 2,000 naira to give me. And that I collected the 2,000 and bless her. And I made a pronouncement concerning that investment she was going to make. According to her, she went. She said, what God did. Well, she keeps saying, see what 100 naira did for me. See what 100 naira did for me. That's what she keeps saying. But I was saying, it's beyond that. And she said, before you know what, she went. He said, she went and started selling bags. And the business started booming until the God expanded the shop. Her husband's business folded up. The husband had to come and join her. Please, if the husband is here, you stand up and let us confirm. I mean, you confirm that what I'm saying is the truth. And I won't lie here anyway. And she said, then one day, she took one of the most expensive bags she sells. She said she packaged it and came to me again and said she want to dash me bag. I collected it, she said, and I blessed her again. She told me what I spoke on her. She said when she went back to her shop, the very next day, she said somebody came and introduced her to a network business. And he said that year, just 1 year after she entered that, he said exactly according to what I spoke to her, that network business came. He said within 1 year, she won a car from the company. Whatever is the network, I don't know. She said she won a car. The second year, second car or something like that. She was due for the second car or something like that. And she said, Pastor, she brought her phone and said, see what 100 naira that day has done to me. I said, she keeps saying it's 100 naira. But I was looking beyond 100 naira. And she showed me her phone, the picture of the house she started building. She said she built it remaining roofing. And she didn't know. She didn't have money that she would do the roofing. He said one day she came and I said, women were having camp meeting. And I said, I want somebody, number of people that can give us 100,000 naira. She said she stood up and came with 100,000 and gave. He said immediately she went that week. Something came up and she got 2.something million naira. And that is why she used in roofing that. And she came to say, Pastor, I have discovered the power of offering. Praise the Lord. She said she discovered it and she intends to follow it strictly and that she had been suffering all these years because she was not paying her tithes. That is what that statement is saying. He that keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. You want God to bless you. Praise the Lord. You want God to bless you. Listen very well. Follow this God and know what you will do to please him. For it is written, he that cometh to God must believe that he is God, not a man, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seeking him here is diligently serving him. And to diligently serve him is to obey his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. We are here for breakthrough. In your business, we have the accuser of the brethren. No matter what, hallelujah. No matter how many fasting and whatever offerings you give, whatever tithe you give, some of you will still face battle if in that your business you are not truthful. You must be truthful. Oh. Be truthful. And not just as a principle between you and God. Because most of these things we do it for God's sake. But more importantly, hallelujah. But more importantly, is that sometimes a door is open for you, and all that you need to keep that door open is sincerity. Hallelujah. Even those of us who are called by God, God will first test you with a grace, with an anointing, and see what will become of you after that. Will it produce pride? Will it now stop you from being as zealous as you used to be before the ministry started? Will you still be humble as you used to be before? And then before you know what, you remain stagnated. Some other people will come and overtake you in the ministry. The next thing now, jealousy will come up. We must be sincere and we must be faithful in service.